Pharmacy Nation. I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 127. In this episode, I'll discuss an article about the effect of chloride content during fluid resuscitation, answer the drug information question, what therapy is recommended for severe complicated C. diff infection, and share a resource for identifying medications. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode127. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article I'd like to discuss on this show is titled Chloride Content of Fluids Used for Large Volume Resuscitation is Associated with Reduced Survival. The lead author is Ian Sen, and this was published in Critical Care Medicine, September 2016. Hyperchloremic acidosis from volume resuscitation with crystalloid IV fluids and its consequences are receiving a lot of attention. The authors of this study sought to determine if the chloride content of IV fluids used in resuscitation was associated with short or long-term outcomes. This study was a retrospective review of 4,710 patients over an 8-year period at a university medical center. Patients were included if they received at least 60 mLs per kilo of fluid resuscitation over a 24-hour period. The authors compared the development of hyperchloremic acidosis, acute kidney injury, and survival among those with higher and lower chloride loads. Hyperchloremic acidosis occurred in 11% of patients. There was a significant increase in the unadjusted rates of hyperchloremic acidosis, acute kidney injury, and hospital mortality as chloride load increased, but these findings did not hold up after adjustment. However, each 100 MEQ increase in chloride load was associated with a 5.5% increase in the hazard of death. The authors concluded, chloride load is associated with significant adverse effects on survival out to 1 year, even after controlling for total fluid load, age, and baseline severity of illness. However, the relationship between chloride load and development of hyperchloremic acidosis or acute kidney injury is less clear, and further research is needed to elucidate the mechanisms underlying the adverse effects of chloride load on survival. Chloride load is an emerging and important area of research within critical care. I'll be watching this area closely for future studies. The drug information question for this episode is what therapy is recommended for severe complicated C. diff infection? And the answer is according to the IDSA guidelines for C. diff, IV metronidazole plus enteral and rectal vancomycin is recommended. The strength of evidence for these recommendations, however, is C3, which in these guidelines represents expert opinion based on poor quality evidence. My hospital recently let our Micromedics subscription expire. Since then, I've been looking for a good resource to identify medications. The Merck manual appears to be a good replacement. You can search by imprint size and shape. Alternatively, If you have an idea what the medication is, you can search by generic name. Prescription and over-the-counter medications appear to come up in search results according to my tests. You can get a link right to the identification part of the Merck manual by checking out the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode127. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use the link pharmacyjoe.com/shop to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.